Good evening, and welcome to From Out of the City for September 10th, 2007. It's an interesting week for me, full of emotion and connections and reconnections and disconnects. Just this past Friday, my grandmother turned 96 years old, and those of you who know me know how much I hold her in esteem. I got a chance to go see her. She's been in failing health of late, but she's still about the toughest human being I know, so I wouldn't bet against her in the next year if I were you. Today, the 10th, is the birthday of my second ex-wife. This Thursday is the birthday of my first ex-wife. And by weird coincidence, this Friday, the 14th, will actually be the anniversary of when I asked my first serious lover, Psyche, to start our relationship. So it's historically an interesting week for me, and it's going to be a strange week for you and for me, because tonight I'm not doing any of my poetry. Nope, sorry. What I'm doing instead is I'm dedicating this weekend to a young poet that I discovered a few months back. I hate using the term discovered, because she was there all along. I just happened to run across her. It's not like she didn't exist before I came along. Kind of like Columbus discovered America. No. The people who were already here were like, what? But anyway, this young woman, who goes by the nom de plume of Huerta, is an extremely talented, very intense, and yes, very beautiful woman who writes the most incredibly intense, brutally intense sometimes, work about how she feels. And there's a certain passion to it that you see a fair amount in poetry written by young women, but rarely as well structured and as well delivered as this young woman does, and I've been very impressed by her talent and her ability to communicate. However, so shy is she that not only does she go by a nom de plume, she declined my invitation to appear on From Out of the City, but did accept the compromise of my reading her works. Now, this is going to be funny, because some of the poems are actually written from a woman's perspective, but you know what? I'm not going to let that dissuade me. So tonight I'm going to do several of her works, and actually, as soon as I record this, I'm going to send it off to her for her approval. And once she approves it, I'll format it and put it out as the podcast. So if you're hearing this, you're only hearing this after she's had a chance to listen to it and said, well, he doesn't completely suck. So anyway, this is William F. Duvall, the romantic poet of the internet, introducing you, the listener, to the works of Huerta. And I'll open tonight with a piece of hers that is actually posted to my site called Open Sore. Open up and consume me. Go ahead. Here I am. Punish and use me. I'll take it. Soon I'll be the one to fake it. The painting in your eyes I shall try to memorize, because at times it's hard to see through your disguise. Take this foolish mind and make it wicked. Show me how you do it. Turn a person into a thing and use it. I'll sit back and watch. You the master, I the pupil. Make it sick. Make it beautiful. Be it thoughtful, even useful. I'll pay with heartache, cold and hollow as they break. Soon I'll be the one to take. Wake me up into something real, where others give a fuck how you feel. Towers fall, feelings crumble. So hard for me to reach every word you teach. Never mind the struggle, even the empty ones I will swallow. This is how you want it. This is how I'll follow. That piece was called Open Sore by Huerta. Next up, we have a piece of hers entitled Pretty Face. And it's a little different from the first one you just heard, but you can see where I'm saying that she's quite intense and quite naked with her emotions, and there's a very compelling element to that, very seductive in its own cry of pain way. Perhaps it's your image that moves across the room. No mask, no excuse. This is all. This is you. Everything they've ever wanted, everything absolutely new. What's your request? He says I could be anything. I could do anyone. Nothing wasted. It's all true. Speak my name. I like the sound. Keep on coming. Leave the ground. This is me, I swear to you. Never any games. Please, go on. Continue. Do what you do. That was Pretty Face by Huerta. Last up from her works. And I say last up because I don't want to drown you in her material. It's good stuff, but it's a little intense. And I'd rather leave you wanting more than give you more than you want. And hopefully she'll be lured to come onto the show and read some of her own works, which I think would be very exciting. But anyway, the third and final piece we're going to do of hers this evening is called He Says He Knows Passion. And I can only say I'm partially glad and partially jealous that I'm not the gentleman she wrote this about. And you'll see why as I read it. And here we go. Help me if you can. Bleed me till I understand. See, this world just holds me by the hand. I rather play with fire. I rather open up. I rather give in to my desire. Have me any way you please. The thought of what your lips can do brings me to my knees. I don't want to stop. I just want to give in. Let me play in the dark. Oh, sweet Jesus, forgive me if I sin. Faster, faster. Keep digging till you find me, until I get what it is I came after. Cold tears make me shiver. Like a flower in the heat, I seem to wither. Flowing rivers run where your hands have been. Deeper and deeper. I drown in this haze. My body explore like you're lost in a maze. Through a tunnel I crawl as I reach you. As I teach you. Just don't let me fall. And you'll have it all. The deeper you go, the faster I grow. Higher. Higher, my beautiful liar. Soon I'll forget words that you whisper. Stars will go dim as the earth starts to crumble. My body will growl louder than thunder. Gaze in those eyes deeper than an ocean. I forget who I am at this moment. I crumble. I shake. I begin to break. Lost in absolute pleasure that no one would dare measure. I'm weak as you kiss me, as I exhale this moment. And I remember the day when from heaven I fell. Okay, I think we've had about all we can handle of that. You can see why I find her work so captivating. Anyway, the young poet's name is Huerta, Huerta. You can find some of her pieces on my website at www.cityoflegends.com, and drop by and read some of it. Drop by my blog and let me know what you think. I'm going to try and get her on sometime in the next few weeks to do a reading of her own works. She's a little shy about that, and I understand that. I remember how frightening it was for me to turn on the microphone the first time. But I think it would be worth it because we would get her catharsis. Because dark feelings, hard feelings, complex emotions and passions, the writing is a catharsis that helps heal you. But the expression, the public expression of it, oh my God, is so much more liberating. It's scary, but it's liberating. And I think it would do her, and I think it would do you a world of good. I mean, I know it's done me a world of good. Kind of wish I smoked. But anyway, have a really great week. This is William F. DeVault thanking you for tuning in for From Out of the City. And you take care, all right? God bless.